You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has committed to net zero emissions by 2050, but it appears the federal government won't budge on setting a stronger medium-term target for 2030. It comes as 197 countries participating in the United Nations talks have agreed to the Glasgow Climate Pact to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Leaders will meet again at the United Nations next year, in 2024 and 2026, to discuss climate finance pledges and provide updated emissions reduction targets. But Health Minister Greg Hunt told the ABC the government will be taking an under-promise and over-deliver approach instead of updating its target.
We have already set out that we have a 2050 target of net zero, a 2030 target of -26% to -28% on our 2005 emissions.
This agreement says you'll have to update that.
We're projecting reaching a -35% actual pathway. So,
but will
meeting
you update the
and
target
beating
next year?
Our targets.
Will you update the target?
Well, we've set
year?
Our target. We've set our target. But what we'll continue to do is update our projections.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Energy Minister Angus Taylor have released a joint statement saying Australia's 2030 target is fixed and that the government will do what's right for rural and regional communities. It's a stance that has brought heavy criticism from Greens leader Adam Bandt. He says the Prime Minister has painted Australia as a villain at the Glasgow summit, saying Mr Morrison has sided with Russia and Saudi Arabia.
ScoMo helped sabotage Glasgow, but he's not going to get off scot-free. Australia stopped the rest of the world from taking action by 2030, when it counts, and demanded that more coal and gas go into the system. But the rest of the world pushed back, and Australia is now under huge pressure to lift its 2030 targets next year and to come up with a plan to get out of coal and gas. Australia is widely regarded as the villain of this summit because, like a cigarette salesman in a cancer ward, Scott Morrison went to Glasgow and demanded the right to keep polluting.
The Glasgow summit had the potential to set out a climate policy that both the government and opposition could work towards. Australian Conservation Foundation CEO Kelly O'Shaughnessy says Australia's performance at Glasgow contributed to the problem, not the solution.
Well, the world has told Australia that our 2030 targets are too weak. We need to do much better. The Glasgow Agreement will make countries come back next year to increase their 2030 commitments if they didn't do that this year, and Australia refused to increase our 2030 commitments this year. So Australia's got a lot of hard thinking to do over the next 12 months, and our government is going to have to increase our target of 26 to 28%.
Next year's climate meeting at the UN comes during a federal election year. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Scott Morrison needs to be transparent with voters.
Well, if the Australian government has signed up to an increased target for 2022, they need to tell the Australian people before the next election what that target is. Because what we've seen from this government is more spin rather than substance.
As for Labor's climate commitment, Mr Albanese says he'll be releasing more information before the end of this year.
We'll be outlining all of our program well before the election, but on climate change we will have more to say this year. We will have more to say this year about our positive plan.
Arianna Lucente, SBS News.